Remember, he spoke about Nitzar Mitzvah Savicha, and he spoke about Torah Simecha. And the Vilna Gaon says that mitzvahs surround a person. The Rambam also makes that point. Schona Malach Hashem Saviv Lireya Vayachalitzim. I have a comment to make. You know, last time I mentioned that a person doesn't fully understand the koyach of being surrounded by all these four mitzvahs because he doesn't put on tefillin a whole day. But I wanted to make a comment with tefillin, without tefillin. I want to make a very important point. It says in the parasha of tzitzis, u'risem also, there's something about tzitzis that has to trigger a person's imagination. U'risem also uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, I'm not interested in your fasting. I'm not interested in your sacrifices. I'm interested in your heart. So the Pasuk says, v'kiru levavchem, tear, rent the begodim of your heart, va'al bigdeichem, and don't rend your clothes. A myridikic question that a person has to ask on that Pasuk. There's nothing wrong with rending the clothes. That's the halacha in Avelus. So when a person is rending his clothes, the problem is that he doesn't have the feeling. He doesn't have the hergish that's supposed to come with it. And essentially, Avelus is an avodah shebelev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, should have said, ki'ilu, v'kiru levavchem im bignechem. In other words, the chesaron isn't that you're rending your clothes, it's that you're only rending your clothes, and you're not rending your heart. So why does the Pasuk say, v'kiru levavchem va'al, and don't rend your clothes? So there are two possibilities. One of them is, if you rend your heart, you won't have to rend your clothes. But I think the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk is that sometimes the fact that you're rending your clothes doesn't allow you to rend your heart. Because we get into a kind of like preoccupation with the external malbush of mitzvahs without the consequence of the malbush increasing what is the essential part of the mitzvah, which is our avodah shebelev. People daven, and they say a lot of words, and the words are given to them for a good reason, and we're supposed to say those words. No one ever suggested that a person should get up and daven when everybody else is davening Shmon Esrei and just talk to Hashem. No one ever suggested that. That's not Aliba de Hilchus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't allow the davening words to become a substitute. Because then I'd rather that you should give me your heart, even if you don't give me the words. In other words, if the words are going to undermine the heart, then the words are being what's called counterproductive. What's supposed to be is the way the Chinuch keeps repeating in the Ramchal, the Chitzainius is Ma'oreres Apnimius. What happens if you stop at the Chitzainius? It's a disaster. I think that Kiru Levavchem Va'al Bigdeichem is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you need to take a break from the formulas and from the structures because it's killing you in your Avodas Hashem. Now, of course, that has nothing to do with halacha. The halacha has to be obeyed because Judaism is not Christianity. And v'hi si'ilo secha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we always have to be wary that in that structure we don't provide a substitute for what is in the heart. Because ultimately what's in the heart matters more than the structure. There's no doubt about it. No one ever suggested otherwise. But it's the structure that is meant to carry the heart. And if the structure doesn't carry the heart, then the structure can sometimes provide a blockage, a mechitza to the heart. And that turns the plus into a horrible minus. And it actually makes things worse. V'kiru levavchem va'al bigdeich. Why do I say this? Because this idea of Shema b'ni musar avicha, or Torah avicha, excuse me, mitzvah avicha. That's the pasuk. Shema b'ni mitzvah avicha. What are these mitzvahs? The mitzvahs that surround you. What are the mitzvahs that surround you? Four that are seven. In the whole idea that was left with us, mezuzah b'pischo, you walk out the door, the mezuzah is history. Tefillin, we don't wear. What are we left with? The Arba Kanfus. So there's some people that don't wear Arba Kanfus in the street. A minig in certain Eidos of Yisrael, not Bedavka to wear Arba Kanfus, but we are of the minig, of course, to wear a pair of Arba Kanfus. What I mean to say is if our begadim don't have four corners, we don't really have an obligation. So for tefillah, we put on a talis, but when it's not tefillah, so there's some old, as long as our begadim are not four-cornered begadim, which would then be mechayiv, of course, immediately that we should put on tzitzis. Otherwise, we're not permitted to wear them. We're mevatel in asay. But we do more than that. We have a beged meyuchad, even though all our begadim do not have four corners. Even my kapata, so it has a little rounded corner there, so it shouldn't be four corners. So we put on a pair of tzitzis. Why do we put on a pair of tzitzis? Because of this halacha of chonem malach Hashem saviv liyireyov. It surrounds you. And really, it's the only thing that surrounds us. Because we don't have the tefillin all day long, and we walked past the mezuzah already. The mezuzah is supposed to stay with us, and I've spoken about mezuzah many times. Yeah, but halacha l'maaseh, it doesn't work like that. But what about the tzitzis? So a person's walking on Avenue J, and his tzitzis are rice. And all of a sudden he encounters exactly what the pasuk says, v'loy sasur achrei levavchem achrei einechem. Exactly what the pasuk says. It's not even a marshal. Achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. How many people are stopped because they're wearing tzitzis? How many people are conscious at that moment b'chlal that they're wearing tzitzis? You know, there's some sort of a, I don't know where it comes from, but there was a habit, if you will, of dealing with wild stray dogs. People in Europe, in Russia and Poland, they would walk down some path and there would be growling dogs. So some said that you show them the tzitzis and they calm down. I don't know about a growling dog calming down, but I'll tell you something. What about the growling dog that's inside of me? Is it calming down when you show the pair of tzitzis to him, to the growling dog inside of the person? So most people, they wear tzitzis and it doesn't mean anything. In fact, I'll tell you, there used to be a time when people who were lovish in the malbush of chassidim, a lovish in a malbush that's uniquely Jewish, a person wearing a yarmulke that identifies him as a Jew, he would be embarrassed to go into places where he doesn't belong, because it's such a stira. It's a stira minei ubei. Today, anachti ketog. The Gemara says, yilbash chayrim, v'yisate b'shchayrim, v'yelach l'makam, goes to a place where no one knows of him, v'yasem ashaliba chafetz, whatever exactly that means. But the fact is that today, it's not even that there's no busha. I'll tell you what it is. The malbush is a social thing which makes me part of a certain community. Has nothing to do with my connection to Hashem, and therefore reminds me of nothing. It means, in other words, if I come from this part of the world, I wear this kind of malbush. If I come from another part of the world, I wear another kind of malbush. So does that malbush necessarily say anything about his hanhaga? Does it say necessarily anything about his hashkaf asylum? The same thing, I have my malbush, because that's the way my society dresses. Now, in society in general, you'll see when there's a change, all of a sudden black and white is a nice dress. Before that, color is a nice dress. All of a sudden, 4-inch heels. Now, no heels. And everybody, monkey see, monkey do, that's the concept of style. You can't be out of style. That's why people have 25 pairs of shoes. The ones who are mitzamtzim, I'm talking about. Now, if you think about it, it's such a tragedy. I'm wearing a pair of tzitzis, and this is my conclusion, that it's really not protecting me. But that is not a correct perception. It's much worse than that. It's in the way. And I'll explain to you why. Because the only way that these malachim can function is exactly the way I describe what we say in Tefillas HaDerech, those psukim by Yankov Avinu. V'yankov holach l'darkoi, v'yivku u'boi malachei Elohim. V'yoyimer Yaakov kasherom machanei Elohim zeh, and I made this point already many times. You know very well that when Yaakov Avinu, in Mamish, the next few psukim, it's the next parsha, it's a week later, but it's in Parshas Vayishlach right at the beginning. And this is the end of Parshas Vayetze, Vayetze Yaakov. Right at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he says, Va'ata ha'yisi, he doesn't say l'machanayim when he speaks about the two camps that he has. Va'ata ha'yisi l'shnei machanos. When do you say two machanos and when do you say machanayim? The answer is very simple. When the machanos are not mirror images of each other, you don't use the ayim ending for the couple, because it's not a couple, it's just a number two. How many coins do you have? I have two coins. Nothing to do with each other. How many eyes do you have? I have a pair of eyes. There's one on one side, one on the other side, and they're identical. I have two ears. I have two hands, two feet. Isn't it interesting? It's einayim, yodayim, oznayim, raglayim. Exactly that. Because the ayim indicates the mirror imaging that they belong to each other, reflect and mirror each other. Exactly. Now, when Yaakov Avinu sees this machane elikim, you know what he calls them? He calls the place of this encounter machanayim, because the image of the malachim is the mirror image of what I am. And that's in Lovan Gati Vitaryag Mitzvah Shamarti. The problem with the tzitzis on Avenue J is that there is no machanayim. The malachim choyne malach Hashem saviv lireyov isn't some sort of a magic thing that I have this malbush that protects me. That protects me. There's a malbush that protects me. If you put on this armor, when somebody shoots a bullet at you, he's not going to hurt you, or at least you won't die, because it's a bulletproof vest. Tzitzis are not bulletproof vests. But it's much worse than that. If it's a machanayim, and then therefore they are malachim, then they taka protect you. But if it's not a machanayim, then not only do they not protect you, it's much worse, because the tzitzis, in a certain sense, is where I kind of like dropped my Yiddishkeit. That's where I it's like you take a Yiddishkeit, you put it in a box, you mail the box to a certain address, and that's the end of it. I can't wear a tzitzis that doesn't talk the language of lois asurach levavchem b'chayei nechem and get away with it. Now, does that mean I shouldn't put on tzitzis? Of course not, because the only chance, you know, it's like when you tell a person to do something and do it right, he says, well, I can't do it right, so maybe I shouldn't do it at all. So we have no right to say v'kiru levavchem v'al b'gnechem. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam can say that. And he doesn't mean you don't have a beged to tear. You have to tear your beged, but don't make it that the beged stands in the way of your kiru levavchem. That's exactly, we wear tzitzis, we're mahadir in tzitzis. A person could pay $500 for a pair of tzitzis. Now, don't get me wrong, the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos that a person was nizer in tzitzis very much. It's a very remarkable story. I'm not going to go into it now. The hour is late. And it's not totally for public consumption, that story. There's a tznius that's required in telling over that story. But the person was nizer in tzitzis. He was very careful about mitzvah tzitzis. And he makes a whole asik and a whole fuss, and he sends out letters with tremendous amount of money to be with a certain courtesan, to be with a certain woman, Rachmana Litzlan, who provides these services, v'hameivin yovin. So that's the most unbelievable stira minei obey. There's something about, however, the fact that he was nizer in tzitzis to make it choshev and to make it expensive, that in the end, in the list, when push came to shove. Now you see, that's the point. I always say, when push comes to shove, then sometimes that trapping, that external structure, that saves you. Because there's a certain moment of awareness of total absurdity. I think that's the pshat. See, if a person doesn't wear tzitzis, the tzitzis can't slap him in the face. But when the tzitzis slap him in the face, there's an awakening like you never saw. What am I doing? Where am I? How did I descend so low? Tzitzis in such a place? It's not shayach. See, that descending into the absurd creates a consciousness that not descending into the absurd doesn't allow to happen. So this person could be chasing after the worst things and be nizer and tzitzis. But it's only when he realizes that it's such an unbelievable thing, I'm taking off my tzitzis to be with this woman, but if he wouldn't be nizer and tzitzis, if he wouldn't care about tzitzis, if he wouldn't pay top dollar for the tzitzis, then the tzitzis wouldn't be speaking to him even then, because he wouldn't acknowledge the stira. He wouldn't realize the absurdity. And we walk on Avenue J, we cannot wait for that moment that our concern, because we buy nice tzitzis and we buy beautiful kafel shmoinim et als and mishas this and mishas that. He can't wait until that zehirus and tzitzis is going to save the day. Because you know, if you're that type of a person that it saves the day at that moment, that's a simon that it's not really creating malachim. Of course it'll save the day in the worst matzav. But it's not going to save the day in any of the matzavim that are intermediate. The saving of tzitzis can only be if when I look at the tzitzis, I see the pasuk. Or isem also, uschatem is kol mitzvah v'loi sasuru achari levafam v'kreyei nefer. So if a person wears tzitzis and that doesn't happen, and he's used to wearing tzitzis, and it still doesn't happen over and over again, eventually the tzitzis becomes a trapping without the malach Hashem sabav l'rayov. And when it's not with malach Hashem sabav l'rayov, ironically, it actually hinders the person, as if to say he's relying on something, but the batteries ran out, and it's not going to work when you need it. And that's really the crux of it. So especially in the summer, It's a very big nisayon where we live, and it's not where we live only; it's where anybody lives. Because you know, this unless you're where I am, you know, it's you're not going to be in an environment that's that pure, that pristine. It's just not shayach. Everybody's sneistic. We live in a world, and the world is in a precipitous descent into anti-sneis. Sneis is almost an aveira. It's a pellet de gezach. You can make sneis an aveira. And Hefkerus is king. And it's very important for us to understand that malachim do not happen simply because we put on the malbush. It has to protect us because we are perceiving the protection. We see the pasuk. We should be zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be paid to us and should be matzil us, and we should see the protection. And we should arrive at the Gula Shleima b'meheira v'yameinu. Amen.